Hello, hello, hello. Open your Bibles to Romans 16. This is an election year, so get ready for the Hoya. I'm not going to go into the Hoya story, but someone bought me a plant. It says Hoya plant. Who knew there's such a thing as a Hoya plant? So that brought us all great joy tonight. I've got a lot to cover. Not sure how much I'll get through here, but as you're turning there to Romans, I want to quote a couple scriptures. And if you want to take notes, I'm going to give you a lot of references for you to check up later as we go on. But in 1 Thessalonians 5:6, it says, "Therefore, let us not sleep as others do. Let us watch and be sober." And why should we be watching and why should we be sober? Because even though we're born-again Christians, we know that the end times we're living in is full of deception. And just read Matthew 24. Just go read that thing every day and you'll just say, wow, we're in those days, aren't we? The deception. And there's a scripture here that the merchants of the earth, you have to know that they're definitely, there are people that are antichrist. Antichrists have been with us. And there's many antichrists, right? It's the X is upon us, right? If you know what that all means. But it says in Micah 2:1, "Woe to them that devise iniquity and work evil upon their beds. When the morning is light, they practice it, because it is in the power of their hand." Interesting. So think it not strange that we need to be aware, watching, be sober, and to mark and avoid certain things. And we're going to talk about mark and avoiding false teachers, because we've been infiltrated. We're not only being infiltrated in our borders, but we're being infiltrated in the church as well. And we're supposed to do some things it's our responsibility to do, and I want to share that. What is our responsibility? In Romans 16, in verse 17, it says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses." We talked about offenses last week, about the end times, many shall be offended, and you have to know there's many different paths that want to get to these agendas. And some people take this path, and some people think I'm on the right path, and some people think I'm on this path. And all these paths are leading to the same Hoya. It's leading to the same goals. I've tried to lighten up just a little bit because I've been getting a little bit shadow banned again. So here, Romans 16:17, it says, "Mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned." And what are you supposed to do? Embrace them. Have them over to eat. Go to church every Sunday. Give all your money to them. No, it says mark them. Well, how do I know how to do that? That doesn't sound very loving. And he said, "They are such that serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience is come abroad unto all men, and I am glad therefore on your behalf. But yet I would have you wise unto that which is good, and simple concerning evil." We are in end times, and these are the days that we trust in the Lord. We have to put our confidence and our trust in the Lord and not man. I don't care who the man is. If they say one thing and then they flip their script, how can you trust that? How can you trust a man that says he's going to do one thing and then, oh, that was just politics. We're really good friends. I mean, this is what they do. And God doesn't want us deceived in this world. We're not of this world. We're in it, but we're not of it. We're passing through, right? So here it says to mark and avoid. That word mark there means to observe. Point them out for the caution of others. And to avoid, it means to guard against. Guard against them. So you gotta watch, you gotta pray, you can't be asleep, you can't be deceived, you can't be gullible. And a couple things here where you need your pen. If we remain faithful to Jesus, there's some things we have to do. We have to patiently endure. Hebrews 6:9-15. If we would receive the fulfillment of the promise of eternal life, we must fight the good fight of faith. 1 John 2:25, 1 Timothy 6:12. We must so grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we can discern truth from error, true teachers from the false, good from evil. And we just read that. There's so many more. 2 Peter 3:18, Acts 17:11, 12, 1 John 4:1 through 6, Hebrews 5:12 through 14. Just there's so many scriptures that warn us against false teachers. You can't even list them all. False teachers, by their smooth and fair speeches, what do? They beguile the hearts of the unsuspecting. Paul said, I would have you wise, just what we read, which is good and simple unto that which is evil. We still have the personal responsibility to know the truth. You can't expect your pastor to do it for you. Have you checked your pastor out? Have you checked your leaders out? Have you checked your politicians out? By their fruits, you're going to know them, right? To hate every false way and contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered unto the saints. John 8:32, Psalms 119:104. So many more. I just want to kind of get through this part here so that you can look those scriptures up. We are also responsible to give heed to reading, to exhortation, to teaching, and take heed to thyself and to what you're teaching, and to thy teaching. Continue in these things. It's not a one-time thing. We got to continue in them. Endure. Be patient. Check out. Mark and avoid. In doing so, thou shalt save both thyself and them that hear thee. False teachers are to be marked. When are they to be marked? When they persist in error. They cause stumbling and division. What are we supposed to do? Drop your attendance from that place. Well, I've been there for so long. Drop your attendance from that place. A little leaven leavens a whole lump, and pretty soon you're going to dive right in. And I say this because this is what I've had to do, and I've been in these movements. I was all in, as you know, and many of you guys were too. Thought it was God. They used a God card. All this stuff, but now when you come out of it, you see so clearly the hype, you see the false promises, you see the music that's taking you totally away from scriptures. It's hard to find Christian music. It's hard that's not influenced. So we mark and observe and point out for the caution of others. Now, if you're a parent, it's really easy to do that. As you're older and your kids are older, it's harder and harder for them to get to listen to you, as we all have found out as they age. So who do we mark? We mark those who cause divisions by their false doctrine and their scandalous conduct. And sometimes scandalous people have come in to office and we're not even going to talk about that. Oh, they're fine now. Lesser of two evils. What do we do now? This is the season of Hoya, where we're going to be gaslit. There's going to be propaganda. There's going to be a lot of chaos. Because chaos, out of their chaos comes their new system. So you have to know that these end times are going to become more chaotic. And what do? They separate you from others. When we were in the Word of Faith movement, we were more spiritual than other people. We knew what to say. We had the power in our words. And it's a pride, and it's an entitlement that it teaches you how to covet, and it teaches you how to be greedy and how to be very arrogant. If you look back, you'll see the fruits are division and separation from people. Also, what do? They cause temptations to depart from the true Christian faith and life into Gnosticism. We've got messages on all these: Gnosticism, the New Age, and mysticism. Mysticism is always seeking experience. Their apostles and prophets always have a new experience, a new convention to go to, another way to be activated. We're going to talk a little bit about that. How do I know if I'm in a ministry that's been deceiving people? Here's some signs of deception. Let's look at 2 Timothy 4 in verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, Boy, are we getting into this area now where we're seeing people that do not want to get married, right? And commanding to abstain from meats. We are in this season as well, that they want to take away all the meats, the farmland. I'm getting emails from different countries. And I just want to say something here. I forgot to give that announcement. We did donation letters, and if they're anything that's a little off, please contact our office. We had a glitch with Stripe. It's fixed now, but they did not let us know of this glitch. And our team has been working day and night trying to figure out all this stuff. They're making things more complicated. I just want to say that. And we need to know that they are attacking certain ministries and blah, blah, blah. But we just want you to know we're doing the best we can and things should be set up right. But we looked and we saw a whole bunch of people that tried to give and couldn't. They were not allowed to give. And wow, that's quite the glitch. And then the other ones didn't get an answering email, because when you give, you're supposed to get an email. And then we don't get the names of all the people. It'll go anonymous. Well, that doesn't help when we have to do donation letters. Who's anonymous? Who are these people? So we've had a lot of struggling trying to get this right. And we will not be offended if you email us. The email will be right here. And let us know if there's anything. If you have your receipts for things, let us know. We'll definitely work it out. And hopefully we won't have to go through this again. But how do we know that we are in a ministry that is deceiving people? Well, first of all, we have to see that there's itching. We know we're in persecution, aren't we? If you haven't seen it yet, these next few years, boy, we got to hang on to our hats, as they used to say in Texas. Here we see in 2 Timothy 4 that there's people that have itching ears, forbidding to marry, abstain from meats, and that God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and with prayer. So here we see there's itching ears, and people in the end times are going to want a narcissistic gospel. They want a gospel that tells them all the promises they're going to get, promises guaranteed. And they do not draw you to the Lord in repentance. They don't cause you to feel sorry for your sins. They don't make restitution for sins. They're not preaching. The Bible is an offense to those that don't believe. It is. It's a sharp sword, right? But a false Christ who makes their dreams come true, and these false teachers say you can have whatever you say, and if you're not getting what you say, it's because you have something wrong. You have unforgiveness, or you're not activated in faith. You need to go to another convention, maybe, to get activated. It just doesn't end with these people, and they're having more conventions. So these false Christs, they say you can, this is totally a law of attraction, and you know I've taught on this a lot. And what they say promotes greed and covetousness. In Luke 12:15, it says, beware of covetousness. We're not supposed to be teaching this. We're supposed to be aware. And we don't want to covet someone else's stuff. We don't need the latest, greatest, whatever it is. And then the pastor coming on saying the great jets they have and how this and that. That is an era. I hope it's closing. I don't know what they're teaching now, but this is what I came from. False teachers proclaim themselves instead of Christ. They're great storytellers about themselves. If you're hearing a message, does it lead you to want to read the Bible, or does it make you want to go and follow a man? Because these people draw disciples after themselves. And they create false expectations and false claims. This is why it's so damaging and why a lot of people have backslid. They're no longer serving the Lord because they said these expectations were not met. We were promised this and that. We were told this and that. And it was false claims. We were told you'll never get sick. If you have enough faith, you will never get sick. And they act like they're going to live forever. But guess what? The old man perishes, the inward man's new renamed. We're getting old, folks, right? That's the ones of us that are blessed to live a little longer. Deceivers are masters of what? Hype. Get you in, get the right music, get the lights. Just it's everything has got to pump you up so that they can leave and you can just feel high. But then you got to go get another high and another high. and the power of suggestion to feel something. When we were in our, we wanted to feel the presence of God. We wanted to feel, oh, God's here. We don't need to feel it. He's here whether we feel him or not. He said he is. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. So you don't have to hype people up. Sensation seekers leave meetings on this high waiting for the next speaker or the next conference. They get promises of an impartation, an activation, or a new revelation, or a revival. And of course, a revival has bizarre signs and wonders. And then no matter what the sign and wonder is and how weird it is, they always say, God's doing a new thing. Get with it. You quench the spirit. You're just religious. What are we to do? We're to walk by faith and not by sight. Because we are walking on our journey and our path. We've made mistakes. We repent. We get back on that path. But the false teachers want you to see something. They want you to feel something. Deceivers also have the gift of gab. They are so charismatic, and they love to tell word salads. It's like they're talking and talking and talking, but they're not saying anything. Their conscience is seared. It takes a while to get your conscience seared. You have to do stuff and not repent and just know you're doing it, press it. And then one day you don't feel bad about doing that anymore. That's a sad place to be. And this is where these workers of iniquity, the Bible says in the end times they're going to get worse and worse. They have seared consciences. They don't care who they have to get rid of. And that's why in these end times we have to know, we have to endure to the end. We're not promised all these false things that these teachers have told us. And as soon as you hit a storm, people go, well, where was God? And I'm not going to follow him anymore because you guys lied to me. So we have to preach. All you have to do is read your Bible and you'll see. See what Paul went through. See the persecution. See how they died. It wasn't an easy life for them. A couple of words that I want to share with you here. Words to mark and avoid. And I'm only going to go through, I think it's the A's. This is just the A's. Accelerate. Accelerate. Acceleration of your gift. A favorable circumstance. Increase the anointing or a financial increase. You need to accelerate. Watch these words, because when your preacher starts preaching them or someone you know, accelerate, that's not a word we want to follow. Another one is access. Access to special knowledge, superpowers, or God's presence. Access to the heavenly courtroom. Oh, that was going on back in the 90s. I don't know if it still is, but you can go right into the courtroom and have a trial. And of course, you get to be the judge. And they have privilege of obtaining this access, new information, access to mysteries and secrets. Whenever you see a book, and I don't care who it is, some of these rabbis are coming out with these mysterious books now, Christian, access to mysteries. I used to read some of those books, and again, it brings you so much confusion and fear. It doesn't bring you truth, it brings you mysterious revelations, secrets, and ways to experience encounters with God. That's how they make their money, come and have an encounter with God. That's their cash cow. But God has already given us access. We don't have to go and be activated or have an access. We have it. Hebrews 4:16, 2 Peter 1-3, Ephesians 2-6. We are born again and we have access to the Father. We don't have to go through all these rituals and formulas. Another one is activate your faith. They say God needs you to generate enough faith so that you can achieve some desired result. Oh, I just need more faith. I guess I need more. And that's all I ever heard for years is, I guess I need more. I'm fighting the symptoms here of something, and I guess I just, how do you get more? Faith comes by hearing by the word, right? So we have that mustard seed of faith, and that's all we need. It doesn't mean we're going to get everything we want or desire, because we're living in a world where Satan is, he's still the god of this world. Thank God if you're saved and you're going to heaven. Then activation. This is a big one. The only way to be activated is to attend a meeting, a supernatural school, or purchase an online course where activation is promised. You will be activated. Just give us $400 for your activation. Alignment. This is another big one. An example of this would be to position yourself to understand what God is doing on the earth and be a part of it. And of course, you can change the attitude of your heart by speaking the right words. Beware of people that teach faith and it's really the law of attraction. All of everything that happens to you is because of your attitude and your right words. Attitude helps a lot, and great words are awesome. I like to be around people that have, you know, good attitude. But that doesn't mean you're going to have whatever you say. They take Mark 11, 23 and 24 to oblivion. Then watch out for people that talk to angels. Boy, this was a big thing in our... I even taught back in the day on angels from one of their books. This is what we did back in the day. We'd read their books and preach their sermons because they were popular. They knew what was going on. And the false teachers are described as being able to command your angels. They can even wake up sleeping angels. They have a name for every kind of angel there is. They have financial angels. And you just loose that angel and he will bring finances to you. Don't you wish that really worked? So activation allows angels to complete a particular assignment. These leaders, the apostles and prophets, claim to have met certain angels, named certain angels that don't even exist, such as the angel of government, the angel of transition. Oh, and the best one, the angel of breakthrough. Your breakthrough is right around the corner, and revival. We don't have authority over angels. We make our supplications to the Lord. The Lord has ministering spirits. They do his bidding. We're not God. We'll never be God. They act like they're gods. We are not. He is and we are not. And lastly, the anointing. If you are anointed, apostle or prophet, you can manipulate your followers and skeptics by claiming that they dare not touch the Lord's anointed. And what does this do? This ensures that the anointed apostle or prophet avoids scrutiny. Don't test the spirits. Don't see what he's teaching. You can't, if you have a leader over you that won't let you talk to them and they're so special, I hated that, getting ushered in and out, you're just so special. You can't let these peons touch you because you're so anointed. You're going to lose your anointing. Oh, yeah, I had ushers like that. This ensures that the anointed apostle or prophet avoids scrutiny, so their teachings, their visions, and prophetic words are accepted as truth. You can't question their doctrines. See how dangerous that is? A true leader would, if they, you come up and say, I have questions about this, they don't say, here, get out. It's either, you know, you obey me or there's the door. That's a lot of the leaders we sat under back in the day. And the truth is, you are anointed. You don't have to go get anointed. We are anointed. Every believer is anointed. Children, it's the last hour, and as you have heard that Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come. Therefore, we know that it's the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they are not of us. But you have been anointed by the Holy One. I used to do that when we had these big meetings. Tell your neighbor you're anointed. Tell your neighbor. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah, we worked up the crowd. But that's kind of what we did because everyone else did it. I don't do that anymore. But you have been anointed by the Holy One, and you have. You know what? You have the Holy Spirit. The Lord's going to, he's given us his word. And now what the enemy wants us to do is not get in our Bibles for ourselves. Get these apps, they upgrade, the software upgrades, and these translations keep changing and changing. Get yourself a Bible. It might be old-fashioned, but you can read for yourself, and it's not going to change with their latest updates because they're going to take the faith right out of people, and that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get us to follow after man, And it is, it's kind of a lonely road. And I have been getting emails from, and that's another thing. We used to have a whole bunch of emails. If you're listening to our older tapes or YouTubes or whatever, they had different emails for me. We only have one now. Isn't it info@lahpc.org, right? Please write me there. Sometimes I don't think I've gotten emails from people. And I love to hear, especially I got a great one from Australia today, this morning. Thank you so much. And I've been getting a lot from Sweden. There's a lot of stuff heating up, people. And some of these countries are going to see things before America does, because we're going through the Hoya season right now. We are going to see more confusion, more promises, more division. And this is the other thing, and I want to close with this. Don't allow anything to divide you as believers. We're not all going to agree on everything, but we don't have to be disagreeable. I've ran into more people in the last few years that if you don't agree with them, they die on that hill. And they have such a mean spirit. Well, this is what the, you know, that isn't, you know what? Preach Jesus, preach the love of, while we still can. We need to preach the gospel while we can. Don't get hung up on the Scopefield Bible and everything it teaches. If you got one of those Bibles, throw it out. That was the first Bible that was given to me. And it's got all the heresies right in there. It's just terrible, terrible, terrible. And this is where a lot of people are hung up, and they die on those doctrines that are in that Scopefield Bible. And some of the other Bibles that are come along now that have changed. And this guy said, no, John 22, he's gotten new verses and chapters in the Bible that aren't in that book because he's had an encounter. And throw those books away. Throw those teachers away. We don't need to have the latest and the greatest. These fads are going to come and go. But Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you for truth. And we love people that are in these movements. We were in these movements. But help us share truth to people now. This is getting serious, a serious hour. There's a lot of things we cannot control, but we can know the truth. We can have our Bibles still. Bibles aren't banned as of yet. And so we thank you that we'll have our hands. People that don't have one, I pray they'd get some so that they'd have their eyes on the scriptures. And if people don't preach the Bible, if they're preaching their new revelation, they would be marked and avoided. That's our responsibility in Jesus' name. And everyone said?
Amen. Glitch with our Stripe online giving at www.livinginhispresence.org. You may not have received an email notification during this time for your giving. It has since been restored. Thank you for your patience.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Her backup channel, Roberta Morrison 2, and on the Living in His Presence Church website, where you can access the messages on the top center of the main webpage. There are free audio downloads of the messages. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.